With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Intel is cutting thousands of workers and cutting expenses as its new CEO works to revive the struggling chipmaker's fortunes. More on this story from correspondent Bob Agnew.
In a memo to employees, CEO Lip-Bu Tan said Intel plans to end the year with 75,000, quote, core workers. That's down from 99,500 employees at the end of last year through layoffs and attrition. The company previously announced a 15% workforce reduction. Intel helped to launch Silicon Valley, but has recently fallen behind rivals like NVIDIA Corporation. Bob Agner reports.
The Trump administration has sued New York City over its sanctuary city policies, saying they obstruct the government from enforcing immigration law and contributed to the recent shooting of an off-duty officer. More on this story from correspondent Ben Thomas.
Trump officials blamed the city's sanctuary policies for the weekend shooting of an off-duty, ununiformed U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer in a Manhattan park. The lawsuit says one of the suspects had been released following an arrest last year, despite an active detainer. The mayor's office says Adams supports the essence of the city's policies, but has urged the city council to re-examine them.
Ohio Senator John Husted says Democrats are pulling out all the stops in an effort to hold up confirmation of Trump nominees.
In the history of the Senate, since all the way back to Herbert Hoover, there's never been a situation where there have not been confirmations with voice votes or by unanimous consent, which means, hey, let's just get through this. The Democrats are trying to run out the clock on everyone.
At least 11 people have been stabbed at a Walmart in Michigan in what local sheriffs say appear to be a random act. Authorities said a suspect entered the store, but he is in custody after the event. Grand Forest County Sheriff Michael Shea says 11 is 11 too many. This is SRN News. A troubling report from the Netherlands. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
It has to do with physician-assisted suicide, which has been legal in the country for some time. According to the government's most recent survey, there were about 10,000 deaths by assisted suicide in 2021. What's even more troubling about that, though, is that 517 of those deaths were classified as, quote, ending of life without explicit request, meaning that doctors in the Netherlands took the lives of over 500 people who had not actually requested suicide. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists are stepping up their attacks on Christians in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International Christian Concern says the main problem is a group called the Allied Democratic Forces, which has been killing and terrorizing believers for years. The ADF is actually based in neighboring Uganda, but lately it's been invading the DRC and is seeking to destabilize it. Muslim terror is a growing problem all across Africa. This is SRN News. The United States Postal Service is turning 250 years old. John Scott has more on the story.
And Saturday's big anniversary comes as the agency faces financial challenges. The Postal Service was established in 1775 when the Second Continental Congress appointed Benjamin Franklin as Postmaster General. Its service predates the United States, launched nearly a year before the colonies declared their break from British rule. A key link between colonial leaders and the Continental Army, it also helped unify the colonies by spreading ideas of liberty and independence. The Postal Service still reaches nearly every American daily. John Scott reporting.
The Education Department says the Trump administration is releasing billions of dollars in grants to schools for adult literacy, English language instruction, and other programs. No word on the official timing of the release. More details on these stories at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.